You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
We're The Breakfast Buzz with Nina and Nico. We just read a story, or I told you a story about Scotty McCreery getting married, and they had pie instead of wedding cake. That's off the beaten path, right?
That's a little crazy.
But people, it's 2018. People change up traditions. I didn't have anything at my wedding that was necessarily non-traditional per se, but before the wedding, Dean helped me pick out my wedding dress.
Wow.
So he picked it. He helped me pick it.
Okay.
We did this whole thing where we did a video and he picked the dress. So I got so much, oh my God. Hey, it's not your wedding. You know, it's not your wedding. That's my answer. It's not your wedding. It's not your, so people that want to talk trash about people that do, oh, you did pies.
Right.
Oh no, and not cake.
What it really comes down to is it's your wedding. So if you're happy with that, who cares?
Who cares? So I want to know, I know the Camel Nation has had some non-traditional weddings. We had a wedding at Country Thunder. Their bouquets were Coors Light cans.
Yes.
Let's hear it. Anything you did at your wedding that was non-traditional, 602-260-1079, or you're going to do.
Hey, Renee in Santan Valley, did you have anything non-traditional going on at your wedding?
Good morning. Yes, I did. I make paper flowers. So instead of having all these regular flowers that die, I spent about 6 months prior making paper flowers for my bouquet, making paper flowers for my groom and his groomsmen, making centerpieces.
Wow.
And I still have them today, and it's 20 years later.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
How many paper cuts, though, did you have at your ceremony?
About a million when I first started,
You got the hang of it, though?
Oh, yeah. It's a fine process, but it wasn't popular back then, but now if you look on Pinterest, there's paper flowers all over the place.
Yeah.
But 20 years ago, it was not a popular thing. It was not something that happened.
Renee, you're a trailblazer.
That's exactly my point. Soon-to-be sister-in-law is getting married. She's having brick pizza and cupcakes at her wedding.
Nice.
No matter what you're doing, it's your wedding, and you do it your way.
I love it. Thank you, Renee.
Love you guys. Bye.
All right, so the story is Scotty McCreery had pie at his wedding instead of cake.
Yes.
So we're talking about non-traditional things that you have at your wedding. Jennifer and Gilbert, anything?
We got married in Southern California, so we were able to get the In-N-Out food truck to come out, and we served burgers, In-N-Out burgers for our food.
For the reception?
Nice.
Yes.
Wait.
It was so much fun.
Awesome. They have a truck?
They do. You can only get it, I think, in Southern California, and it's only certain areas. But yeah, they will cater, bring a food truck out and serve burgers to order.
You are my hero. That is the epitome of non-traditional and, you know, celebrating Southern California, home of In-N-Out. Awesome.
It was awesome. And everybody, you know, everybody loves In-N-Out. So it's not like, oh, somebody had the dry chicken. Like, no, it was
Nice.
Awesome. Nice.
Well, Phoenix isn't that far from Southern California. So
maybe we can get the truck
out here. We'll get that truck out here. I'm a double-double animal style right now, please.
Exactly.
Hey, Lauren, Phoenix, what'd you have that was non-traditional at your wedding?
I got married in my living room. My husband wore camouflage shorts, a bright orange shirt, no shoes.
Why NASCAR? No shoes?
Because they're in the house, in the living room.
Oh, you don't want to dirty the carpet. I understand.
No. Okay. Yeah, and NASCAR was playing on the TV behind us. We had vases that had pink shotgun shells in them. And we served sub sandwiches and moonshine.
Y'all so country.
He is so country.
That is amazing. And it was probably the best party ever been to.
Do you
ever.
Know, I had family that came from California and said, oh my God, when you told me about this wedding, I thought, oh no. This was so awesome.
And there it is. Like, you do what you want for your wedding because it's your wedding.
Exactly.
Right.
Did you have cake, though, at the end for dessert?
We did have a regular cake, but it did have camouflage wrapped around the layers.
Pink
and camouflage.
Of course. Of course you did.
Yep. The new Camel at 107.9.
The Breakfast Buzz, weekdays starting at 5:30.